And I welcome you back to the D.C. Everest Soccer Complex. Second half about to get underway between D.C. Everest and Stevens Point. The Evergreens lead Spash 1-0. We've played an extended period without any goals being scored. Matty Simpson is the lone goal scorer. That came back in the fourth minute. You hear the whistle sound and play is back in. I'm Chris Conley, the voice of D.C. Everest Sports. Liking this soccer match so far much better than the baseball game we saw yesterday. Maybe the less said about that, the better. Abby Gemza comes and heads that ball. The Evergreens, though, have this in the attacking third. That's going to go out of play along the far boundary. The Evergreens, it's right near the corner. The Everest player fought and kept that in. And now the Evergreens are going to get a throw in deep in their attacking third over on the far side. Spash has got to be careful that they don't give up a second goal here. You've got to figure that the Evergreens will have what they need if they can go up 2-0. Evergreens will throw in. Throw this ball back. Dakota Corallo's got it. Chipped towards the box. Abby Gems had got her foot onto the ball. It's still loose. Evergreens coming up and trying to get that with Sarah Lorge. Lorge didn't strike that ball well. She kind of topped it instead of made good contact with it and went off the side. That was a headed ball that came to the near side post. And the Evergreens had a chance there. Just didn't quite pan out. Goal kick to clear it. It's played short. Maddie Simpson gathers it in just outside the box. Plays this off to the side. It's deflected by one of the Spash players. Simpson's got it back and plays it back to Lauren Langbin. Evergreen still possessed, but now they're just outside the attacking third, trying to chip that ball ahead to Maddie Simpson. Comes back out. Evergreens gather it back in. Lauren Langbin in midfield. Tried to get that ahead. Spash player took it away. While the sun has set, we're going to play this second half in darkness under the lights here at the D.C. Everest Soccer Complex. It's gotten a little bit cooler. While Spash sends that ball through, it's too long for their player there. Zoe Zell was trying to catch up with that, and off her line and gathering it in harmlessly is Sonia Budleski, the Evergreens goalkeeper. Both of the keepers are sophomores. Sonia Budleski played club soccer and is now the varsity starting goalkeeper, and she's going to be the starter in all the games. She's a quality goalkeeper for the Evergreens and will get better over the next 2 years as well. The Evergreens, you know, boy, it's probably not emphasized enough in soccer. Quality play in goal, it's one of the keys to success at the state level. You know, why is that? Because a lot of the state games, here's Maddie Simpson again, tough angle, centers, rolls right through the box, to the small box, and one of the Spash players fills in and clears it out. Dangerous chance there, as Spash was in danger of going down 2-0. Instead, the ball is out of danger. You know, a lot of the state matches that you'll see are 2-1, 1-0. You need your goalkeeper to come up and make big plays in all of those games, because in those very close 1-0 games, the play in goal suddenly becomes critical. Can't give up any easy ones. Shots that are supposed to be stopped have to be stopped. Evergreens have this ball back in their defensive end and move the ball forward. A little bit too long for Megan Heil. Heil gets it back. Maddie Simpson sets it up to her, tried to chip that ball forward, and it's well off the far post. And coming off her line and gathering that in is Bergen Beversdorf. Beversdorf plays it short. Now over along the far side. Evergreens take that ball away, and the Evergreens are back on the attack here. They got 5 players high, lofting, chipping shot is wide of the far post and out of play. So the Evergreens have gotten the better looks in the first couple of minutes here of the second half, looking to build on this 1-0 lead. Ball is kicked out by the Spash keeper, and coming up, Evergreens have won many of the loose balls today. Dakota Corallo comes up and gets it here for the Evergreens. They've got it on the near side. Can the Evergreens get this centered from here? Ball comes into the edge of the box behind Maddie Simpson. Megan Heil, though, high lofting shot. It's well wide of the far post. 49th minute, Evergreens still lead 1-0. Spash has not gotten a good look at the Everest net down at the other end. And the Evergreens have put two or three into the big box that just haven't converted yet. It just feels like it's more likely that the Evergreens will go up 2-0 than Spash will tie the match 1-1. But again, the next goal, whenever it comes, is really going to tell the tale of this match. Goal kick here as the Evergreens have put it over the far side. Doing a little housekeeping up here. Things look great. short ball here. Maddie Simpson again fights through the two defenders, leaves it for one of her teammates, chipped towards the near side. Wow, all alone there was Lorge. The ball was over her head. That wasn't such a good pass. You know, as two defenders went over to Maddie Simpson, who's on the far side post, Lorge was kind of left unmarked over on the near side. If the Evergreens could have gotten a better ball to her, she was going to get a quality look, too, for the Evergreens. Instead, a goal kick sent all the way out towards the middle of the field. Evergreens have a player back. Jordan Langbin there, no problem. Langbin gets it over to Marissa Rohde. Evergreens right back to the center and Alana Schneck. Schneck couldn't possess it along the far side. And the Evergreens try and slide this forward, but Spashes have a player back, and they're going to play it back to their goalkeeper. And the Evergreens are bearing down on the keeper here, so she's got to hustle that ball out of here. Evergreens charging forward. Dakota Corallo made a lot of contact. Whistle not sounding, so we'll play through that. Evergreens slide this off to the side. Brenna Roush. Roush puts that on goal. Bouncing. Scores for the Evergreens. Maddie Simpson got a foot on that and was able to change the direction of that ball. And the Evergreens at the 50th minute have increased their lead from 1-0 to 2-0. Maddie Simpson got a foot on that ball and the last minute. It was headed towards the net anyway, but she changed the direction as the ball bounced into the small box. And Bergen-Beversdorf had no chance of making a play on that once the ball changed direction at the last moment. At the 50th minute, the Evergreens take a 2-0 lead.
Roger that.
27-11.
We'll wait here for the official scoring. The ball was put on goal on the far side by L. Hersberger. And it is Sarah Lorge, not Maddie Simpson. Beg your pardon. Lorge gets her foot on that ball at the last minute to change directions. So it's Hersberger with an assist on the Lorge goal. That's Lorge's 11, not Simpson's 9. And the Evergreens now seem like they're in a pretty good spot. 51st minute of the match, and it's 2-0. And the challenge for Stevens Point is that they have not generated enough good looks at the net, at least not to this stage, to come back from two goals. 1-0, I mean, you can always get that lucky one-timer, and then suddenly we've drawn even again. But now at 2-0, it's a much different game at this stage with the Evergreens leading here. Spash has got to decide if they'd like to take some chances and push some more players up. But with the way this match has been developing, I mean, it's more likely, if Spash wants to take more chances in the offensive zone, it's more likely that the Evergreens are going to get some chance to get this 3-0. And now pushed to the ground from behind is Megan Heil. That's a foul on Stevens Point. Lauren Johnson is trying to get to that ball that had her arms out and wound up pushing Heil to the ground. So the Evergreens quick restart, get this ball ahead to Alana Schneck. Schneck to the center. Maddie Simpson comes up. Maddie's got a little room to create here. He's got two defenders. That's a nice ball ahead to Lorge again. And the keeper comes off her line and wins the race to that ball. And didn't win that race by much. Lorge was on the verge of getting a second goal there. And set up by Maddie Simpson. That was a really nice ball from Mads to get this over. Evergreens win the short kick out of this, and the Evergreens' Maddie Simpson's again fighting for the ball here. Spash takes it away. Megan Heil comes right back up, takes the ball back for the Evergreens. Tried to chip that forward, and it's Abby Gemza who made a stop. Over to the far side, a little bit of room there. Shot on goal that's blocked by one of the Spash defenders. Madison Rogan turned her back on the Lorge shot, and Lorge got to roundhouse on that ball with a big, big right foot. Madison Rogan sacrificed the body there.
Oh.
Turned towards that shot and had it deflect off her instead of getting towards her goalkeeper, which would have been a much tougher chance. 53rd minute, Evergreens 2, Spash nothing. Long ball to the far side. Goalkeeper is out. Goalkeeper is off her line. It's a defender who clears that off to the side and parks it over the touchline. That was a case where Bergen-Beversdorf came off her line trying to get that ball and didn't get to it in time. Evergreens try and center here. Getting on that is Rohde, and Rohde's shot is deflected and goes out of play. No, that's just going to be a goal kick. Spash will put the ball back in play here. coming up to challenge as Dakota Corallo kind of overran that ball, but her teammate further back is Rohde to get that. Ball is up, controlled here by Corallo again. Dakota Corallo is one of the seniors on this Everest team. In fact, you know, how many seniors are there? Not many. Ketta Ottinger, Dakota Corallo, Gabby Anderson, who is the backup goalkeeper, Megan Heil, and Olivia Fernstedt. Everybody else on this very good Everest team is going to be back next year. Spash with a long ball from 50 yards out, bounces towards the net. Coming off her line is Sonia Budleski for the Evergreens to gather that in. No problem. That ball was way too far ahead for any of the Spash forward players to run towards it. The punt that follows deflects off a couple of players and pinballs out of bounds. The Evergreens will get to throw this ball back in. About to enter the 55th minute. Evergreens with a goal in the first half from Maddie Simpson. And then L. Hersberger's long ball changed by direction by Lorge at the 50th minute, gave the Evergreens their second goal. This is over the head of one of the Spash players at the edge of the big box and rolls all the way to the corner harmlessly. Everest keeper is all the way out. She's got to use her feet, can't use her hands there. Try to get that ahead to Megan Heil. Not sure you want your goalkeeper venturing that far out of the net. But again, 2-0, got a little margin for error or a little margin for experimentation here. Ball goes ahead now. Here's Lorge again. Had Heil nearby, plays this to the center. Alana Schneck fills in. Schneck plays this off to the side. Evergreens try and get this centered here. And that's a high cross that went all the way. That stayed in play on the near side. Evergreens try and get this back to the box. That's deflected, pinballed around. Save on the near side. Megan Heil got a right foot on that. Tried to steer it towards the near side post. A lot of traffic there. Bergen Beversdorf, the goalkeeper, came out. Beversdorf has been the much busier of the two keepers tonight. Spash in a counter tries to chip this forward. The Evergreens have four players back, though. Evergreens can kind of pack that defense in, and the Evergreens send it towards the touchline. Spash keeps it in play. Malaya Kirsch comes up. Lauren Langbin engages her. Spash still has the ball, though. Taking this away is Alana Schneck. Schneck is easy to identify wearing the bright neon green soccer cleats. Someone at the soccer supply store told her those look good, and maybe. Evergreens gather this ball in. Spash takes this back. I remember a few years ago when Ketta Ottinger was an underclassman and was playing and had the ruby red. Very distinctive and actually I thought looked pretty good. The ruby red soccer cleats, that was a thing a couple of years ago. You don't see those as often. Ball's out of play on the far side. Smash will throw this in. Evergreens have a defender back, and Evergreens are packing the defense back in. That went over the touchline and out of play. The Evergreens will get a goal kick out of this, and the Evergreens are substituting in. 2-0, so the Evergreens have some options here about what they'd like to do for personnel. Megan Heil is coming off. Hersberger, who has an assist, is coming off here as well. Evergreens put Olivia Fernstedt in. And I believe that's Mariah Esker who came on. Is that the 10 of Mariah Esker that came in on the far side? I think it is. Ready to restart here. Goal kick comes up a little bit short. Evergreen's Maddie Simpson who's staying on. Simpson is marked up there by Julia Motor. Simpson's still able to chip this ahead. It's a nice ball ahead to Kowal. Evergreen's coming off the line. The goalkeeper just won that race to the ball ahead of Olivia Fernstedt. Fernstedt was bearing down. She almost got to that ball and would have had a lot of net open. Then this goes forward to Abby Gemza, who's engaged with Lauren Langbin. Langbin twins are both juniors. Lauren engaged there with Abby Gemza, the best player on the Spash team. Battled for the ball, send this ahead. Lauren Langbin in the corner, can she get this straightened out? Instead, the ball goes out of play over the touchline. We'll have a throw in. Our field has not greened up yet. I mean, this looks like an early spring game. And the temperature, it's gotten colder as we've started this game in sunlight and are playing now in darkness in the second half. Ball is cleared out by Stevens Point, but Lauren Langbin keeps this chance alive. Lauren kind of lost her footing, and she was engaged with a player from behind her. And coming up is Dakota Corallo to save the chance for the Evergreens. Madison Rogan is close to it. Madison just overran the ball. Lily Colwall is closest to it. Evergreens now in the center, just outside the big box. Alana Schneck drops this ball ahead. A lot of contact, and the Evergreens have scored a goal. Goalkeeper came off the line and was interfered with by her own defender, and the Evergreens go up 3-0. We'll wait to confirm whose goal that is. I believe that is Lily Kowal's goal, as the Evergreens have built a 3-0 lead with a goal at the 58th minute. The Spash defender and goalkeeper both interfered with each other after Kowal put that ball on net. If the goalkeeper was just unmolested, she was going to have a better chance of making a save in that situation. Instead, she had one of her defenders who was also trying to clear the ball out. Kowal actually got between the two and was able to touch the ball towards the net, with the goalkeeper way out off of her line and a defender that kind of slowed down her momentum and kept her from getting that ball. Again, there's a chance where the keeper played that ball up and came off her line and was paying a price for it. Lily Kowal for the Evergreens, building a 3-0 lead for Everest. And the Everest lead, well, you know, the Evergreens, again, I saw them earlier in the year in a wide-open game give up a 4-goal lead. But the Evergreens are not going to be pulling their starters tonight. And the Evergreens are going to, I believe, keep their foot on the gas as we move through this. We're about to enter our 60th minute. The Evergreens have built a 3-0 lead at this point. And again, I don't think, yeah, I'm right about this. Spash does not have a shot on goal in the second half. So, I mean, the chances have been very one-sided. This ball went out of bounds off one of the Stevens Point players. We're going to have a goal kick, and Sonia Bedleski puts this forward. Spash tries to possess. Again, the Evergreens, you got to figure, have what they need at this stage, although there is still a lot of time to play here. Spash, from very long range, puts that on goal from 50 yards out. It sails high over the crossbar and out of play. That's Lydia Miller who put that on. In fact, Miller is going to come out now, and Kelsey Kuchkowski is going to come on. 60th minute. Play 90 minutes in boys and girls soccer at the high school level. Games can end in a tie, no overtime, except in playoff situations. While that goal kick was deflected back towards Bodleski, who gathers it in this time and can use her hands. Evergreens play this in their own defensive end. Ball is chipped forward. Gemza overran that ball and sent it harmlessly to the near side, where the Evergreens will have their keeper come up and gather that in. No one for Spash near the box. Again, Spash, if they want to take the chance, have got to be more offensive-minded, got to try and push up towards the ball. But again, it's just more likely that the Evergreens would score counter-attacking goals in that situation. Coming up here is Madison Rogan for Stevens Point. Tried to chip that forward. There's no one there. Chipped it to an empty spot of the field, and the Evergreens take the ball right back. Evergreens with a long ball ahead. That's a little bit too long. It's a little bit sloppy here. As the teams are trading chances, Evergreens play this back. And now played up. Rogan comes up for Stevens Point to Gemza. Gemza's ball's a little too hot on the near side. Mela Kirsch for Stevens Point. Well, Spash is possessed for a little bit here. Grace Smith. Spash possessing the ball in the center of the field, though, but they're still 50 yards at least away from molesting the Everest net. Played soft, try and work a give and go here. Cleared away by the Evergreens. Chloe Felch came up, cleared that out. Ball still not cleared, though. Felch is engaged here with Madison Rogan. Felch now gets it off to the side. And now the Evergreens move the ball forward. Alana Schneck. Schneck with a long ball to try and run that down. And Spash player is closest to it. Parks that ball out of play. This is going to be a throw-in for the Evergreens as we enter the 62nd minute. Evergreen sub in two more players. Lydia Elish and Brenna Rausch come in. And who's coming off here? Alana Schneck is coming off. And Maddie Simpson will come off here with the Evergreens leading 3-0. Evergreens have a throw-in along the far side. And Maddie Simpson has one goal in the fourth minute. Got us off to a 1-0 lead. Evergreens have built their lead since then with two more goals since halftime. This ball went out of play. The Evergreens will have a corner kick from the far side. Corner kicks are 6-0 in this match. Evergreens here, high, arcing, lot of air into this, lot of traffic in front. Ball is still in front of the net, in traffic, lot of danger here, and went off somebody's foot along the far post and out of play. Last touch by an Everest player. This will be a goal kick. And Spash wants a quick restart. They play this ball back in short. Move the ball forward. Evergreens send it back into the corner, and the Evergreens will send two or three players back after it. Abby Gemza tries to turn on it, get it out of there. She does. She was the closest player to it. And moves this ball forward to Lauren Johnson. Our next DC Everest broadcast will be the baseball game on Friday. The Evergreens will be at home against Medford. You'll hear that game on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Between now and then, girls' soccer has another match on Thursday. They'll be home against Wisconsin Rapids. There'll be no media coverage for that. That was originally on our podcast schedule, but instead we're opting for this game instead of that game. A foul's been called on the Evergreens, and Spash is going to get to kick this from about 40 yards away. Madison Rogan's going to take this. The Evergreens will set up a three-player wall. We're going to have to kind of loft this over the wall, instead right into the wall, and deflects away. Ball is in play at the edge of the box. Evergreens clear it out. A Spash player goes up and didn't have position there. No foul, but Grace Smith is leaning up against one of the Everest players for leverage. Ball's at the edge of the box. Evergreens got three players there. Spash plays it back. Ball is up high, arcing towards the near side post. Everest player cannot get to it. The Everest goalkeeper cannot get to it. Left the net open, and Spash has scored. Stevens Point has scored. Kind of getting lost in traffic there was Sonia Budleski, who came off of her line, so left back to defend the goal were Everest two defenders, and they could not stop that goal. I believe that's going to be Abby Gemza's goal or Abby Pezweski. Let's see whose goal that's going to be. Is that an 8 or a 6? No matter. At the 64th minute, Spash is on the board. It is 3-1. There'll be no shutout tonight.
Goal for the Panthers by number 26, Kelsey Costa-Husky.
Kelsey Costa-Husky is credited with the goal, as you just heard announced to this crowd. And again, would you say that that was a quality chance? Well, sure. They got the ball down into the scoring area, of course. Everest goalkeeper kind of made a mistake there by coming off her line, and the two defenders that were left to play on the goal line for the Evergreens were unable to stop that shot. So the Evergreens see their lead trimmed a little bit. It is 3-1. You just still don't sense that the Evergreens are really in any danger here as we're entering our 65th minute. There is still a lot of time for Stevens Point. Evergreens just want to make sure that they don't give up momentum, that they are still the team that has the better opportunities instead of Stevens Point. Evergreens get a throw in near midfield. Lily Kowal plays this off to the near side. Chloe Felch tries to get that ball ahead. Came in a little bit hot, but Mariah Esker's got it. And Esker plays it off to the side. Evergreens still possess. They're on the edge of the box here, edge of the attacking third. Lydia Ellis tries to turn on that ball. One of the Spash players came up, took that ball away. Evergreens win it back, though. Edge of the box again. Chip towards the center. Spash takes this away. This could be a 3-on-3 if Stevens Point can turn on this ball. Evergreens have now three players back. Played off towards the corner. Zoe Zell tried to get that centered. Here's a shot towards the goal. Spash has just scored again. It's now a 3-2 game. Lauren Johnson has just scored at the 66th minute. Lauren Johnson has just scored for Stevens Point. They score two goals in 2 minutes, and it's 3-2. Stevens Point feeling some opportunities here as the Evergreens are going to sub back in some starters. Maddie Simpson's rest has just ended. She's coming back in. Sarah Lorge is coming back in.
Seven from eight.
Believe that was Lauren Johnson, and Abby Gemza will get an assist. Stevens Point at the 66th minute has pulled within one goal. And now the Evergreens are going to have to work for it a little bit.
So this match, in the matter of just 2 minutes, now suddenly feels completely different. Stevens point with a long ball to the near side. The Evergreens get to that and clear it out. So it is the Evergreens that are going to have to sweat this one out. And yeah, it's just funny how quickly this has changed, because Spash generated very few offensive opportunities until just like that, bang, bang, they've gotten themselves two goals. And one of them a little bit fluky. Evergreens here along the near side. There's an attacking chance here for Lorge. Lorge on the edge of the box, got Madison Rogan on her. Rogan, while lowered the shoulder, forced Lorge off the ball and goes over the touchline. And that's going to be a goal kick. No whistle on that either. Evergreens are going to substitute in Megan Heil as well. So Heil comes on. Lily Kowal comes off.
Number 15, Megan Heil.
Goal kick coming out, and it is soft. Ball is up. Spash possesses. Not Megan Heil came right up, wins the 50-50 ball. Here's Heil to the center. Tries to chip that ahead, Maddie Simpson. Simpson wheels on that, didn't strike that as well as she wanted to, and just kind of rolls it towards the net, and a save there for Bergen Beversdorf. The pressure now is kind of on Beversdorf in some ways. She can't give up another goal in this spot. I mean, her team has battled back, down 3-0. Spash has scored the last two goals to make it 3-2. Megan Heil with a long ball across. Evergreens fight for this in a little bit of traffic. Gathering that in is Brenna Rausch. Now it's played back. We've got a whistle away from the ball. That's a foul on Stevens Point. Evergreens are going to get this kick. This is going to be from probably 50 yards away, but the Evergreens can for sure loft this ball into the big box from here, so the Evergreens are going to get to put some pressure on the net. We're in the 68th minute, what is now suddenly a 3-2 match. The Evergreens are going to ask Ketta Ottinger to take this kick. Ketta lofts into the scoring area to Megan Heil. The Evergreens have another goal. Heil and Simpson were both there. That ball bounced in the box. It was not well defensed by Stevens Point, and the Evergreens have scored off a kick from 50 yards out that bounced into the box and then was steered towards the net. The Evergreens 4-2 now. Wait for confirmation of whether that's Megan Heil's goal or whether it's somebody else's goal. They'll announce this to the crowd in just a moment. Bottom line is, what was a one-goal game is back up to a two-goal game. Feels a little more comfortable for the Evergreens. Suddenly the goals have been coming one right after another. We've had goals at the 64th, 66th, and now 68th minute. But that one makes it 4-2, and that's a big one for the Evergreens. Came off a foul and a kick from about 50 yards out. See if a little air is out of this Stevens Point team, now down by two goals. It's Megan Heil. She is getting the goal. Ketta Ottinger, who delivered the free kick, is going to get an assist. Stevens Point now to the edge of the box, centering. Everest defender came up. Good play there by Dakota Corallo. She saved her. There we go, just announced to the crowd. Stevens Point's going to get a corner kick. Madison Rogan's going to take it. So, I mean, Spash now has to work all over again to get back within one goal. Corner for Stevens Point. I believe this is just their first or second corner of the night. And that bends away from the net and chipped out by the Evergreens. Trying to get Lauren Johnson, who is a goal scorer for Spash, back on net here. Bounces harmlessly towards the Evergreens keeper, Sonia Budleski, who gathers this in. Budleski will hold. Unofficially, we have about 20 minutes of match play remaining. We're in the 70th minute now. Evergreens possess this forward. Stevens Point takes it back. Chipped forward by the Evergreens. Spash heads it out. Evergreens unable to do anything with that ball. Stevens Point comes back. Again, this is the part of the season where you're going to begin playing more conference games and fewer out-of-conference games. So a win here. The Evergreens, you know, have had a couple of weather delays and have a couple of matches that have been rescheduled. But the Evergreens here will be 2-0 in conference, assuming that they hold on and that there's no Spash comeback again. And the Evergreens could boost that to 3-0, depending on what they do with the Wisconsin Rapids team that comes visiting here on Thursday. Megan Heil in the center. Megan's a goal scorer, tried to chip that ahead for Maddie Simpson, too far ahead. And it goes into the hands of the Stevens Point keeper without anyone gathering it in for the Evergreens. Punted out. And Megan Heil wins it right back for the Evergreens and plays it back to Dakota Corallo. Evergreens don't want to make any mistakes here in the defensive end. Ball is ahead to Lauren Langbin. Langbin chips that forward to Megan Heil again. Heil plays this off to the side. That's a nice ball. The Evergreens going to try and get this centered from there. And it turns out to be a little bit too long. You know, this grass, because it is cut very, very tight, the field kind of plays hard and fast. The timing is off on some of these. Al Hershberger is coming back in for the Evergreens. Hershberger is on. Brenna Rausch comes off for the Evergreens at the 72nd minute. That one's out of play off one of the Spash players. Okay, so this is going to be a corner kick for the Evergreens. Leading 4-2. Here comes a corner try for DC Everest. Low, hard, deflected out off one of the Everest players. Yeah, some of the Everest players were indicating that it was off Spash. Referee disagrees. He got that right. It's going to be a goal kick. And Spash will look to clear this ball away. Now in the 73rd minute, quick restart. But the Evergreens take it right back. Megan Heil from the edge of the box, shot, diving save, and steered out of bounds by Bergen Beversdorf. Megan Heil made a great bid for a second shot. Megan Heil had a lot of net open, just trying to guide that ball towards the upper corner near post, and that was really good latitude movement by Bergen Beversdorf, who tips that ball out of play. It's going to be a corner kick for the Evergreens. That was the best save of the night. The corner, though, bends away from the net and comes all the way out. So, I mean, credit where credit is due, the Spash goalkeeper got some air and made a nice play on that ball. Yeah. Turns Megan Heil away as Megan was bidding for a second goal of the night. It is Megan Heil's goal that gave the Evergreens a fourth goal this evening and the 4-2 lead that they enjoy right now. Ball's put in play from the near side. Evergreens take this right back. Alana Schneck tried to chip that ahead. But to the near side, the Everest player is unable to get to it. It's going to roll out of play. A goal kick coming here. Evergreens will substitute some more players in. Rachel Burns comes on. Chloe Felch comes on, too. Let's see who is off here. Dakota Corallo is off. And Keda Ottinger. Ottinger set up the Evergreens goal that got them to 3-2. Beg your pardon. Set up the Megan Heil goal that got us to 4-2. It was Keda Ottinger who took the free kick after a foul from 50 yards out. Put that ball into the big box where, of course, good things can happen. And indeed they did. Stevens Point again laboring in their defensive end as the Evergreens are pressuring the ball here. One of the things that's a little unusual about our spring sports schedule, we played baseball yesterday in Antigo on just a miserable day. Had rain, temperatures dropped into the 40s before that game was done, and the Evergreens gave up a 6-run lead and lost to the Antigo Red Robins 11-10. That was frustrating. Antigo got the tying and winning runs across in their last at-bat in the 7th inning in that game. Tied at 10-10, and then the winning run comes in with two outs and a wild pitch, 11-10. But we played in miserable weather. Tonight, much more pleasant, and we have girls' soccer this evening. Corner kick for Stevens Point. Comes in, a lot of traffic, and steered away from the far post. Evergreens had two or three defenders. Now we've got a whistle that was out of bounds off one of the Everest defenders. So Spash is going to get back-to-back corner kicks here from the near side.
Yeah.
This ball, again, high arcing, but it is arcing away from the goal, bending out towards the edge of the box. The Evergreens clear this out. Evergreens have a counter-attacking chance. Here comes Maddie Simpson. Simpson's got a player ahead to Hersberger. Nice ball ahead from Mads to Hersberger. Going to get a shot here. No, she stops. Tried to feed it back towards the center. Maddie Simpson comes up to keep the chance alive. Simpson plays it back to Megan Heil. Well, the Evergreens hesitated, and the moment was kind of lost there, and it sent all the way back out the other end. That was started by a nice ball off to the side. The Everest player held up for just a moment and then tried to play it back, and the Evergreens wound up not getting a shot out of it. Now in the 76th minute. 4-2, D.C. Everest. This was a 1-0 match in the Evergreens' favor at halftime. The Evergreens went up 3-0, and then Spash, in the matter of 2 minutes, scored two offensive goals. Got it to 3-2. Here's a nice ball from Maddie Simpson off to the side. High cross in front. Nope. It's wide of the far post and out of play. Evergreens tried to get that centered, couldn't quite bend it back into the field of play. Lily Kowal is now coming on, and Mariah Esker coming on for the Evergreens. Alana Schneck is off. Didn't see who else came out. Doesn't matter. Goal kick coming up here for Stevens Point. Try and get this ball out towards the middle. Evergreens win the battle to the loose ball again. Lily Kowal plays it back here to Lauren Langbin. And now gets it ahead. Esker. Esker's in a little bit of traffic there, and Spash takes the ball away. Ball's towards midfield here. Got that ball up and ahead to Lauren Johnson. Johnson is one of the goal scorers for Stevens Point. Tried a long cross. That wasn't such a good pass. It's taken away by Chloe Felch for the Evergreens. Felch tried a long ball on the far side. That wasn't too good either. Stevens Point possesses the ball right back. Evergreens' Maddie Simpson tried to close in on that ball, which means the Spash player knew to have to get it away. This is chipped forward towards the big box. Trying to get underneath that is Abby Gemza. A lot of contact there, and the foul's going to go against Stevens Point. Gemza was trying to bull her way through two Everest defenders and shoved one of them down. Foul called against the Spash Panthers. Now at our 78th minute. Evergreens leading 4-2, and soon we're going to get late here in the second half. Evergreens' Rachel Burns plays this forward. Evergreens circle back towards the edge of the attacking third, Sarah Lorge. Can the Evergreens get this centered from down near the end line? That went out of play. It's going to be a corner here for the Evergreens. Yes, it is.
Oh.
Meanwhile, the clock continues to run. We've got about 12 minutes unofficially of match play left here. Evergreen's going to take this corner from the near side, see what develops here. Waiting for this restart. Evergreen's lofted towards the box, headed out by Abby Gemza of Stevens Point. Evergreens, though, still possess. Coming up is Rachel Burns. Burns centered while that hopped right over the foot of Lily Kowal, and Kowal was right at the center of the box. If she could have possessed and gathered that ball in, would have gotten a good chance. High lofting towards the box. Gemza heads it out again. Evers has a player near the near post, tries to chip that back in, headed out by one of the defenders. Ball is still in front, and Stevens Point gets it out of danger for the time being. Evergreens' lead 4-2 is still good, and the Evergreens are putting more pressure on the net here as we are about to enter the final 10 minutes of tonight's match. Evergreen's Lauren Langbin will play this back. Seventy-ninth minute here. Evergreens possess along the far side. It did get interesting for a while. Spash with goals within 2 minutes at the 64th and 66th minute. Made it a 3-2 match. Spash has never led here, and then the Evergreens' Megan Heil's goal gives them the two-goal cushion that they are enjoying now. And the 80th minute begins with the Evergreens enjoying a two-goal lead. Spash now down to the offensive end. This is along the end line. Spash plays that back. Did that go out of play? I think it did. Corner kick coming for Stevens Point from the far side. Even though it has cooled off, it's still comfortable. Light jacket will do you just fine on an evening like this. Today, much nicer day weather-wise. Had the sunshine, got up near 60. Corner from the far side. It's angled towards the outside of the box, unable to possess there was Sierra Heffernan. That's now put back towards the box and footed out by Dakota Corallo. Ball is up. Ball is out. Out of danger. Madison Rogan plays it, trying to keep it in the attacking third. Tried to get that forward. A lot of contact and pushing. No whistle. We'll play on through this. Madison Rogan, high bouncer that goes on goal. The Evergreens goalkeeper plays it on two bounces. Sonia Budleski sure-handed there. But Leskie's kind of unsure if she wants to punt this out or throw this out. Instead, she will punt. And right to the center of the pitch. Abby Gemza went down hard there as she was challenged by Esker, and Esker came away with the ball. That's against Smash's best player. Maddie Simpson still on the pitch for the Evergreens, and Maddie Simpson's trying to run down this ball. Plays it back to one of her teammates right at the center line as the Evergreens push forward. It's Chloe Felch. Out of play. Over the touchline in front of the Everest student section. And the Evergreens are going to take Maddie Simpson out. You just heard Emily Middlestad is coming back on. She's calling Maddie Simpson to come out here.
In the game for the Panthers, number 31, Zoe Self. In the game for the Evergreens, number 6, Emily Middlestad.
And Emily Middlestad will come on. So Maddie Simpson may be done for the night, with the Evergreens leading 4-2. No need to risk injury in this spot. And we are in the 82nd minute. Evergreens throw in. Smash takes the ball back. Stevens Point with a long ball ahead. And that's too long, and it goes over the far boundary line. The Evergreens will throw in. Well, Stevens Point's played better in the second half than they did in the first. Spash, in the opening minute, got a shot on goal that just sailed high over the crossbar. It would be their best chance in nearly the entire first half. Spash just had very few looks at the Everest net. The Evergreens had many scoring chances in the first half, but were only able to cash in one of them. I mean, at halftime, this was a 1-0 match on Maddie Simpson's goal at the fourth minute. Evergreens have had goals from Sarah Lorge since then. The Megan Heil goal, off a foul, was able to give the Evergreens this 4-2 lead. Spash now here in the near side, plays it back to Madison Rogan. Rogan now it's off to the side, and gathering this in is Grace Smith. Now Spash got it back. Spash is back in their own defensive end, and they really need to be pushing forward here. As time is suddenly wearing the black of the D.C. Everest Evergreens. A couple of years ago we changed now. What, this is the second, maybe the third season that the home team wears their colors or their solids. Used to be the home team wears white in high school soccer. I think I liked it better the other way, but maybe it's just a habit. And the Evergreens home kits this year are black with white numerals. There is no green in the Evergreens home soccer jerseys or home soccer pants. About to have a throw-in for Stevens Point. Evergreens challenge and take away that ball. Lydia Ellis. Ellis at the center. Tries to chip this ahead. Trying to run this down here for the Evergreens. And fighting through. Going to have a foul here. The Evergreens are offside. Okay. Fouls on the Everest player who's trying to fight through that.
Target.
That was Emily Middlestad, who tried to fight through and wound up pushing one of the Smash defenders out of the way, so the whistle sounds, and it's against the Evergreens on a foul. Chip towards the center. Evergreens take the ball right back. Here's Lydia Ellis, matched up by Madison Rogan, gives it over to Mariah Esker. Esker's got some room here, tries to chip that a little too long for Lily Kowal. Can the Evergreens save this in the corner? Yes, they can. The Evergreens along the touchline. Smash player came up. This is going to be a corner kick for the Evergreens. So the Evergreens will be in the offensive end. They'll be taking a corner kick here. The Evergreens are subbing more players in. Brianna Rausch comes back on. Alana Schneck back on for the Evergreens. And here's Kenna Ottinger who comes back in. Ottinger figured in the fourth goal as she took that kick after the foul from 50 yards out and found the foot of Megan Heil, who scored from close range. 85th minute for this corner kick as it's getting late, and the Evergreens are 4-2 leaders right now. This corner comes from the near side, high with a little air under it. bends away from the goal, goes over everyone's head, and goes all the way to the far corner. The Evergreens didn't get a foot or a head on that as it went over the way to the far side, and Spash clears it out. The Evergreens still, as we go through the season, are going to want to tighten up their defense. I mean, the Evergreens had the lapses that let Stevens Point back into this momentarily. But boy, when you're good offensively, that covers up a lot of other issues. And the Evergreens are just a high-powered offensive team. This is a soccer team that's going to score a lot of goals. And there's just going to be a lot of teams, I think, in the Valley that just simply won't be able to keep up with how many goals the Evergreens are going to score in most of these matches. This ball is punted out by the Everest keeper, and the Evergreens have this towards the center. Roush has it, a little bit of room, plays it soft to her teammate off to the side here, Middlestad. Evergreens try and get this ball centered, traffic in front, and a shot and a score for the Evergreens. It's 5-2. That's an exclamation point for DC Everest. The Evergreens get a goal at the 86th minute. And the Evergreens will win tonight, 5-2. We'll wait to confirm whose goal that is. I believe that's Olivia Fernstadt's goal. Unofficially, I have 3.5 minutes left in this match. Spash lofts that ball ahead into the box, coming out off her line and gathering that in is Sonia Budleski for the Evergreens. Evergreens going to be very happy with the result tonight. Yeah, they're going to give an assist to Lydia Ellis on the Fernstadt goal. Again, that goal coming with Maddie Simpson done for the night.
Number 16, Fernstadt.
Spash sends this ball forward. They're at the edge of the box. Time is going to quickly run out on the Panthers. And the Evergreens are going to have a pretty satisfying conference win. Again, you know, in high school sports, revenge for last season's losses, I'm not sure what that means. Because, again, you graduate players, and you know, when a team beats you, they beat you. And Spash are the defending Wisconsin Valley Conference champions. But the Evergreens, back at full personnel, no injuries to speak of so far this season. And when the Evergreens have everyone available, the Evergreens have the better players. That certainly showed tonight. Unofficially, I have us at the 88th minute, so we are in the closing stages. Stevens Point plays this forward. The Evergreens have four defenders back as Grace Smith charges into it, leaves it back for Abby Gemza. Gemza's got three players. That's a nice ball ahead from Gemza. And coming up to snap that away is Sonia Budleski. Budleski came off her line. Gemza left a nice ball there for her teammate. She's trying to feed that forward to Perzwiski, who was just a little step slow before the Everest keeper could get to that ball. Stevens Point plays this off to the side. That Zoe Sell tries to get that centered. Played back to Sierra Heffernan. Ball is up and into the hands of the Everest keeper again. Evergreens don't have to be in a rush now. Unofficially, 89th minute. Everest 5. Spash 2. So Spash got this to within 3-2, and then the Evergreens would score two more unanswered goals from Megan Heil and from Olivia Fernstadt. And that turns out to be the difference in the night. So in the closing moments here of what is going to be an Everest win, we will recap before the final whistle sounds. The Evergreens came here with a 4-0-1 record. This is only their second conference match of the season so far. And the Evergreens got an early goal in the fourth minute from Maddie Simpson. That would be the only scoring in the first half. DC Everest 1-0 at halftime. The Evergreens got a Sarah Lorge goal to make it 2-0, and the Evergreens then scored again at the 58th minute. The Evergreens had built themselves a 3-0 lead, and then came Stevens Point. Point scored two goals in the span of 2 minutes. Goals there from Kelsey Kochkowski and from Lauren Johnson. Suddenly, it was 3-2. The Evergreens retook control of this match at the 68th minute and came off a foul. Ketta Ottinger took the kick, got it into the box where Megan Hiles scored from straight on. Megan Hiles' goal kind of reestablished order in this match and made it 4-2. And the Evergreens have tacked on one goal here in the late stages in the 86th minute from Olivia Fernstadt, which makes it 5-2. And that figures to be our final score as we are just a few moments away from the final whistle sounding, bringing this to an end. So congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They remain undefeated. They will improve to 5-0-1. Spash, with this loss, is now down to 2-2 in conference play, and Spash will be 4-3-0 overall. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Final whistle sounds. D.C. Everest 5, Stevens Point 2. Thank you for joining us for our D.C. Everest Girls Soccer Podcast. I'm Chris Conley for Fox Sports Radio and FoxSportsWausau.com. Good night, everybody.